voters often face multiple choices when electing candidates for office, but the residents of this state had a most unique multiple choice question to decide. Which of the following cities should become the capital of the state? It's this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When Oklahoma became a state in 1907, Oklahoma City was not the state's capital.
Originally, the capital, the territorial capital, was Guthrie, and in the Enabling Act, that is the federal act that created the state of Oklahoma, the capital was to remain in Guthrie for, I think it was 5 or 6 years.
Michael Dean is director of public relations at the Oklahoma Historical Society.
By 1909, the governor of Oklahoma, Charles Haskell, had decided that the capital needed to be moved. He had a variety of reasons for that, and so they held an election.
So the residents of the new state of Oklahoma went to the polls to decide the matter.
It was a multiple-choice ballot, and the multiple-choice ballot was, shall the capital of Oklahoma be located in A, Guthrie, B, Oklahoma City, C, Shawnee, D, El Reno, and I forgot what the other. There were 5 or 6 towns in there that were being proposed for the location of the state capital.
Governor Haskell thought he'd have a better chance of getting Oklahoma City selected as the capital if he could move the election from a Tuesday to a Saturday.
There was an initiative petition. The petition was accepted by the Secretary of State. It went to the governor for the governor to sign to establish, to set the date for this election to determine where the capital would be held. With his pen, he struck out the proposed date, which was a Tuesday, and wrote in pen above that the date of a Saturday in June of 1910 when that election would actually be held.
So how did the results of that election end up putting the state capital inside a hotel? The answer is next time as we travel the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.